The third thing, now let's talk about the external part of this. External. Who do you stand for? What does your company stand for? You know, I talked a moment ago at the beginning of this presentation about the company brand. This is where it meets the road right now. What does your brand stand for? So if you're going to make a public solidarity statement, practice the pause before you do it. Because once it's out there, you're going to live and die by that. And you know what? Not only are you going to be held accountable by your employees internally, now all of your customers and clients and competitors are seeing these statements and will hold you accountable. So again, you want to be cognizant and intentional about that message. Now I'm going to share with you some things that have happened, and this has happened a lot. I've been involved in about four or five situations where I've had a CEO or someone in the C-suite who's been reading something about these events or seeing something on the news, and all of a sudden will fly off with an email, just like pouring their heart out. And I had one fellow that did this. This email was, I mean, just went on and on and on. And he's like, you know, I just feel bad about our society and this and that, and we just need to do this and we need to do that. And he sent the email out to the whole company. And he said some things in there that probably were not helpful. And he said some things in there and probably had not processed through how what he said landed with the employees of the organization, not only the employees of color, but everybody else. And it really created a mess because I'm just trying to think of the right word, how I can describe this. He alienated himself and his management team by the tone-deaf response of what he thought he was saying in his email. And it was one of those times where I talked to him about that, and we were talking about it, and I said, you know, this is a time when you're in this moment, this is where you practice the pause. And then I asked him something. I said, who's on your management team? He said, we have this person, this person, this person. I said, you have so-and-so, and they're a person of color. One was a Black person and one was an Asian person. I said, did you talk to them about any of this? He goes, no. I said, why not? And then he looked at me and he goes, Kat, I guess I should have. I said, yeah, so maybe asking people on your management team who are of color to give you insight and input before you send these messages out, that might be a wise thing to do. So that's a part of it. Here's another thing. You know, I've seen companies put out public solidarity statements, and then you go and look at their website and you see who the leadership team is, and there's nobody of color. Not only is there nobody of color, there's no women. So it looks kind of like strange. Then I saw a company that put out the solidarity statement. They got criticized about probably 2 or 3 days after they put it out because people were telling them internally, you guys don't even look like your solidarity statement on the website. And then like about 72 hours after that, all of a sudden, like a woman showed up and like a Hispanic guy showed up, and it just made it even worse. Like, what do you do with that? What kind of message does that send to your workforce? So that's the kind of stuff we got to be talking about today. Embrace and promote allyship and mentoring. Okay. You want to be authentic and not an optical ally. Okay. An optical ally is the person and the organization. They're just putting stuff out there because they want to say they put something out there, but there's no substance to it. There's no authenticity to it, and there's no commitment to it. So being an ally means what? You got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable about talking about these issues and broaden your experiences and influences. For example, you know, when I do training, one of the things I ask people, and I ask them, I said, you know, how many friends do you have of color? How many Black friends do you have? Have you ever had dinner with a Black friend? Have you ever gone to a Black church? Have you ever gone over to, a quinceanera with one of your Hispanic family? Have you ever done that? And it's amazing how when you start asking people about their experiences, many of them are like, well, no, you know, I hadn't thought about that. No, I haven't done that. Go. you know, learn about other people and other cultures, and do and have experiences outside of your comfort zone. The other one that really needs to be happening right now is listening. And again, I'll be candid. White folks right now need to be listening. Listening to Black people, listening to Asian people, listening to Hispanic people, listening to women, but listening. Now, let me talk to you about what I mean when I mention Asian folks right now. There was a fascinating article that came out in the Wall Street Journal